Hello, I'm Ben Laidler, eToro's global market strategist, and you're listening to The Daily Voice, where I delve every day into the important topics every investor should be aware of, and I do it all in under 5 minutes. You can also find this content on my comprehensive daily blog, with a reminder that this podcast is intended solely for information and educational purposes. Please stay tuned for additional disclosures at the end of today's episode. Now let's get started. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to The Daily Voice. Our two topics today, firstly, the coming summer of sports, and secondly, today's Bank of England interest rate meeting. So, firstly, we're warming up for this big summer of sports. We've got the Olympics, we've got Euro 2024 football. We think this might be a key potential catalyst that ends the post-pandemic performance hangover that we've seen from the world's largest sports stocks. Our basket of these stocks, which includes Nike, Lululemon, Adidas, Puma, et cetera, has significantly lagged global stocks over the last year or so. Why has it lagged? I think because of rising fears of a consumer slowdown. This has seen these global sports stocks derate their valuations to some of the lowest levels we've seen over the last 5 years, despite an accelerating earnings growth outlook, which has risen to 20% for the next year, and their obvious exposure to what is still a huge and fast-growing global sports industry. Global sports revenues are estimated up to about $1.4 trillion at the moment across the three main segments: fan engagement, which is events and media, the products, which is apparel and equipment, and sports participation, things like fitness and exercise. Together, the industry is growing at nearly 10% rates, so something like three times global GDP growth. Our second topic is today's Bank of England meeting. Expectations have been steadily building for the Bank of England to cut interest rates twice this year, starting in August, as UK inflation fell to 3.2% last month, and recent energy price cuts give us visibility on more falls to come. And this all comes alongside some pretty dovish commentary from Bank of England's Governor Bailey. These rate cut expectations have been weakening the strong pound and helping drive a dramatic catch-up rally by the FTSE 100. This has all been given further ammunition by the rate cuts we saw in Switzerland and yesterday in Sweden, and the expectations that the European Central Bank will cut interest rates for the first time at its June the 6th meeting. All this has just been preparing the way, I think, for the Bank of England. So I think the key for us tomorrow, there'll obviously be no rate change, but we will be watching how the committee votes. Last time they turned a little bit more dovish, 8 voting for a hold and 1 for a cut. I would expect that maybe to tilt further in the dovish direction later today. So that's it. Please like and subscribe us. Go to eToro Plus to see the research, and we'll chat again tomorrow. Thanks very much. Bye. You've been listening to Digest and Invest by eToro. For more information, please visit us at eToro.com. This podcast is for informational and education purposes only. It should not be taken as investment advice, a personal recommendation, or offer of or solicitation to buy or sell any financial instrument. This material has been prepared without taking into account any particular recipient's investment objectives or financial situation, and has not been prepared in accordance with the legal and regulatory requirements for independent research. Past performance is not an indication of future results.